Berkeley Mayor Jesse Arreguín tweeted this morning that he was canceling tonight's special city council meeting and that the city's ban on tear gas, smoke, and pepper spray remained. He added, though, quote, "Shame on the sheriff for threatening not to provide emergency support to Berkeley," end quote. The Alameda County Sheriff has previously threatened not to send deputies to provide so-called mutual aid to jurisdictions that prohibit the use of tear gas by law enforcement. Mayor Arreguín spoke to KPFA about his decision to cancel the meeting.
Ultimately, having reflected on it, I came to the conclusion that this is wrong and that we should not overturn the policy, and that the policy should be in place, and that instead what we should be doing is asking the sheriff to do the right thing and to commit to help Berkeley if we need it.
Mayor Arreguín said he called the meeting yesterday at the request of staff. He said they were concerned that the Alameda County Sheriff's Department would not agree to provide so-called mutual aid if sheriff's deputies were not able to use tear gas. Arreguín said he was worried the city of Berkeley would not have adequate support to protect the safety of the community if something bad were to happen. Joe Leisner from People's Park Historic District Advocacy Group said there was no need to reverse Berkeley's ban on police using tear gas and other chemical agents against protesters.
The police department has all the tools they need to stop any criminal activity. There's no reason to use chemical weapons against non-violent, peaceful protesters. If somebody is attacking a police officer, they can be stopped. If somebody is threatening to hurt somebody, they should be stopped. There's no reason, it's immoral to give them that power because they will misuse it. It's been shown over and over again.
Despite Mayor Arreguín's decision, protesters and organizers are concerned about the possibility that City Manager D. Williams Ridley could give permission to the police to use chemical agents during protests, since the City Council will be out of session until September 13th. Sam is an organizer at People's Park.
We do have the worry that once the City Council is out of session, City manager would have the authority to overturn the tear gas ban. So we've been, having people call and email her office to express support of keeping the tear gas ban in place.
Organizers are expecting the university and police to return to People's Park and try to resume construction in the coming weeks before the university goes back into session on August 16th. Organizers say they fear the police will use impact rounds or other forms of weapons as an alternative to tear gas. More than two dozen people occupied the park last night to protect it against further action by UC Berkeley. One of them, a self-identified UC Berkeley lecturer who declined to provide a name, said it was important to take a stand against UC by helping to protect the park.
It deserved a more honorable ending than this. This is extremely dishonorable. What the school has done goes against so many of its values in terms of environmental consciousness. They just tore down dozens of trees, creating a huge fire hazard and eliminating a valuable resource for our environment in an urban environment like Berkeley. Obviously, People's Park has like a political history to it that, the school likes to have the veneer of being progressive, but then it's just destroying all of the artifacts and spaces that represent that truly. So how could I not participate in this occupation?
Activists are taking night shift watches at the park and say they are dedicated to holding a 24-hour presence there. UC Berkeley wants to build 1,100 units of student housing and 125 units for formerly homeless people at the site. The People's Park Council said it will be holding a nonviolent protest training workshop for the public from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. this Sunday, August 7th. Lunch will be provided by Food Not Bombs. From People's Park in Berkeley, I'm Ana Lucia Herralda for KPFA.